everybody. Welcome to a SWAT review where we give our gut reaction to the first episode of a new show of the season. My name is Kate.
My name is Alan.
We run ReverseThieves.com. You can go there to get 3+ blog posts every week, as well as our back catalog of all of our podcasts.
This time, we are looking at the first episode of Clockwork Planet from Studio Zybek, which is streaming on Crunchyroll.
And this is about Earth 1,000 years in the future. It's basically had a death and has been rebuilt using gears. Although it still looks like Earth. It's just sort of like an under the surface. Also the cities. I don't know. It's weird because they showed the planet looking the same.
Everything kind of has a little bit more of a kind of steampunky clockwork feeling. As if it's the 20th century, as if it came out of a clockwork universe.
But we can see that it's not steampunk in that it feels as though it's the future. It's not Victorian.
But it's more like, what happens if steampunk was a real thing and then carried over to this time in the present? And thereby, yeah, you have a lot of gears and stuff running the modern machinery of today.
So it's about this dude, this kid, really a kid, and his gothic Lolita made robot and some
that falls in from the sky.
And some princess lady and her bodyguard. And they're fighting some things. Actually, don't really remember why or
so
for what reason.
The girl falls on the boy and he repairs the girl, and she's now his, like, super abusive tsundere maid robot, and people are chasing after her. And the girl, she's part of some kind of task force, and she's been tipped off to some great problem, but we never find out what that problem is.
Okay. Also, the animation is super bad, and the design of it feels as though it's from 10 years ago, and it would have been bad then.
Yeah, you know, I've noticed a bunch of shows recently have had kind of modern retro feel. Like, they're definitely trying to capture either late 90s or mid to early 2000s. There have been, like, 3 or 4 shows recently who have done that. And you're like, they feel like they're, like, holdovers from some earlier time. And what's weird is they're usually based on modern properties. It isn't like they're dusting off some mid-range popular show that wasn't popular enough to break through and get an anime when it first came out, but they're like, ah, well, let's give it a shot now. They're like new things that just have that older style.
Yeah, I wonder if there's some sort of nostalgia there, but I don't feel that nostalgia because I became a fan at a different time, so I don't know if it's to the point of being nostalgic, I guess. But the weird thing is, with this and a lot of the other shows where we've seen this, I feel like, fine if you want to do a throwback to character designs or something, but it's also as if they have bad animation alongside it. I don't really get why that's also happening. As if, well, we can't have modern character designs and bad animation. We can only combine that with early 2000s character designs. I don't know if this is an unspoken law in the industry.
Everybody is like, you know what became a popular term? That, like, Crab Festival from Lost Universe, the famous, like, bad animation episode. Let's have a whole show like that. That became memetic. So if we make a whole show like that, that'll be cool. No. I'm gonna admit, I'm the person who put this show on the list. Because for the last few seasons, when we haven't picked shows, me and my roommate take a long shot, they've actually worked out pretty well. Like, I really like the Girlish Number from the 2 seasons ago, from last season, Miss Kobayashi's Dragon Maid. So I'm like, let's see if I can do another one. Something that generally looks like bad, but has this, like, seed of good. Maybe I can make it 3 in a row. And I'm sorry, I failed.
I was involved this time, that's why.
If me and Chad,
yes, if you guys had just watched it, it would have been somehow actually good, and they wouldn't have spent all their money on the CG gears instead of the rest of the show.
Yeah, because this show is just... It is so painfully generic.
It's super boring. I didn't even remember anything about it except the creepy finger-sucking sequence.
Oh, yeah, which is just like... What hentai did you just randomly turn into for like 10 seconds?
It's... I mean, there's fan service before that when he opens up her chest to fix the gear in her heart or whatever garbage it was. But it's all... This was a different level.
It was all kind of mild, general shonen fan service. It wasn't even like... 3 second shot on a panty or anything like that.
Or highly detailed or something.
Yeah, it was just like, oh, her breasts are opening up and you don't even really see anything. And a little bit of like, yeah, it was all like a very normal amount of...
Or what you've come to expect.
Back, yeah, for a shonen-y show. But then that scene is just pornographic. It's the only way to put it. It is just...
I have never seen a scene like that in a regular anime.
Yeah, because if this was like some Ekin level kind of like late night, barely not porn show, you'd be like, oh, of course that scene would be in there. But that is just like, and then it just goes away and it's just like, did I just see that?
Maybe I didn't. Maybe I had some sort of strange hallucination in the middle of this. Yeah, so...
But everything else is just painfully boring. It's not super bad. It's not mediocre. Nothing on it ever touches good. But it's just like, super checklisty. It's not even like that one show I forgot where like they try to throw in everything in the kitchen sink. Or like it's just boy meets girl. The girl is just super deadpan and abusive. But obviously she also secretly likes him.
But you know what? It's not even... She's so mildly nasty that it's not even a point of interest either.
Yeah.
Not that I hate that, but it's not even as if she is really an extreme version of it in any way. It seems so perfunctory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was about to say, the maiden, like, Maria Hollick, well, she was also funny, but...
And that, you know, that's a total difference here, Al.
Yeah. But, yeah, it almost seemed like... She was a bored office worker whose, like, job was to be sarcastically nasty to the main character. And she was like, what? I'm making minimum wage. Oh, I'll do the job, but I'm not going to put my heart into it. And, like, they try to be a little bit clever with the princess girl and her bodyguard. They do a lot of mirroring of her story with the kid and the maid robot. But... Like, it never thematically pays off. Their stories never sync enough for it to have some greater meaning or interest. It's just, all right, you're doing these two stories, and I guess you're trying to have them mirror each other, but...
It also starts in media res in a way that somehow that's supposed to interest you, but it's just a really boring fight scene. And then we go back, and then the rest of the episode... is basically people talking to each other and this guy poking at his maid robot or sleeping on her lap.
Yeah, man. It's actually, it is more interesting to talk about, to break down all the ways that the show failed than even to watch it as a failure.
Well, that was pretty definitive.